It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. Has your week been what you anticipated it would be, or have you made your week what it should be? You know, that's really the question for you. So if all of you out there are moving forward and widening your horizons and making the life that you deserve to have, and that, by the way, the people around you are going to actually get contagious from it, a happiness, a joy. Today we have one of those individuals on who have given millions, countless millions, hundreds and hundreds of millions of people all over the world that joy. I remember my father, who is contemporary, would watch this guy and he would scream at the top of his lungs when this young man, both young men, he was screaming and Gary was making him scream. And I remember the greats, you know, the young greats, Tiger Woods, and before him, Arnold Palmer, one of the daddies of the modern health, and Jack Nicklaus. And the top of all of those was a guy who adopted the United States as his home from South Africa, Gary Player. And when I talked to people about him well before I ever got to meet this beautiful man's family and himself, they said, you know, he has won more tournaments and three of these greats put together, the Nicklaus, Palmer, and Woods. I didn't know that. That nobody in history has won as many tournaments as Gary Player. And you would think doing that, and with the names I'm saying, this guy would be 200 years old, but he's a very young 90. And recently we got to meet Gary. We knew his wife, who has passed now, and his children for many, many years. And anyone that would see him that didn't know who he was and didn't know his history would say, this guy has the energy of a 40-year-old.
25.
So you're going to say 25. Yeah. You're pushing it. See, Ann is flirting with you on the air here.
He's a bit of a Texan.
Exactly.
So, Gary Player, how are you doing?
Well, Brian and Anna, I'm doing very well, and I think you appropriately said, you know, when you talk about health, happiness and joy, because there's nothing worse, and my heart bleeds for people that are not healthy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like anything, Brian. If you want to be a champion, or not necessarily a champion, but successful at anything, any topic you like to mention, you've got to work at it. And here people live in the greatest country in the world, the United States of America, and 80% of the population is obese. You're blessed to live in this country. You should go on your hands and knees every single day, because I've traveled more miles than any human being that's ever lived. And the things that I've seen are quite very, well, to put it bluntly, very sad. And the thing that frustrates me, I think the greatest frustration I have in my life is seeing how people don't care about their health. Yeah. Now, they talk about it, but they don't do anything. And, Brian, every day of my life, my dream is to reach 100. I'm close to 90 now. I'm active. I wouldn't even think of retiring, because retiring is a death warrant, unless you really got somebody to keep you occupied. Mm-hmm. But I work as hard now as I ever worked, in the gym, and et cetera, et cetera. And you know, you, Brian, you so correctly said, if you want to live a long time, you've got to laugh a lot. Laughing is the greatest medicine in the world. You've got to exercise. Obviously, people exercising according to their degree. You can't expect a man to go, who's an old man, to go to the gym like I do and work out his weights and run the treadmill at max. He's got to walk. He's got to do something else.
Yeah,
he's got to sleep well. He's got to teach himself to rest, to sleep well, and he's got to under-eat. The problem is, and that's where Hippocrates is so phenomenal. My whole family have visited there. I'm such a fan of Hippocrates. If you go in there, and I just spent a week there. I went out of there, I have never felt stronger and better in my life. Mm. I didn't overeat. I had two meals a day. I wasn't eating a lot of junk. And I walked out of it and I felt like Tarzan. Now, it's not easy to live that way, but you've got to work at it. Now, I'm not a vegetarian. I still have occasionally, I have a steak, not very often, or I have a piece of chicken. But the big thing is, you can't overeat. Everybody eats like it's the last supper.
I know. You're exactly right.
Yes.
And they think, since it's the last one, we better do it for 3-4 hours. But you're right. I mean, you know, one of the things that I've had the wisdom in my later years, as I age, you know, now in my 70s, is to see how immigrants love this country even more than I love this country. And, you know, a man that grows up and raised his family in South Africa and went through all of the horrors that went down there, and you got to know some of the great people that did that. What is it about the United States that makes you so faithful to it?
I think it's the freedom. Yeah. You know, my brother went to war when he was left high school, and South Africa have probably the greatest high schools in the world. And he left high school in his final year to join the army to fight with the Americans and all their allies. And, you know, he said, my mother and father said, you can't go to war at 17, or he might have just been turning 18. And I'll never forget his words verbatim. He said, freedom. Freedom is such a big thing. And, you know, I lived in South Africa where we didn't have the freedom. And I had a great taste of it. And then I came to America, and I saw, when I first saw this great freedom, standing up for the flag, what it meant. Now, there's a lot of changes in America. America is going through a very difficult spell right now with a lot of very strange things, in my opinion,
taking place. Yes.
But, you know, America is so strong, the pendulum will always swing back to doing the correct thing. You know, standing up for your flag, being proud of your country. You know, America is so... It's only when you travel like I do and you just come here and you realize what an incredible country is, from the great farmlands to the big cities to the universities to the opportunities in life if you want to work hard. You know, the diversification that exists, it's unbelievable. And all I can say is it's important. It's important. And freedom... You know, I go to a place like China. Now, I like the Chinese people, but I don't like communism. I don't like the fact that I'm not free.
That's right.
To be free is such a big thing. And, you know, we were blessed in South Africa to have a wonderful man like Nelson Mandela come along.
Yes.
Who was a saint and he was a man full of love, and he never had hatred. And he never had revenge.
No.
And this is the way we got to live, Brian and Adam.
I'm with you. Yeah. A lot of the listeners know who Mandela is, but they don't realize the courage. This man was in jail for 27 years by people who oppressed him well beyond what anything he deserved. He did some bad things as a kid, and he actually talked about that. But when he got out, he had the ability to put these men in jail or even worse, and he chose not to. And so there is humanity at its best. And a lot of you out there say you're religious or you're spiritual, but you don't act like that. You don't act like Mandela did. He didn't take revenge on these people. He gave them compassion and love, and that's what we're here to do. And that's why Gary's been such a champion and a success. And sadly, when he's out there playing, and really he's got the energy of a 40-year-old, we're not joking about that.
Mm-mm.
It must be sad. You see these kids, 20 and 30-year-old kids, mm-hmm. that are now the up-and-coming group, that are fat, they're obese, and you know their entire career is going to be 20 years or 30 years less than it should be. You've taken care of yourself for all of these decades.
Well said. And the thing is this, I saw one of the ministers of the government here, of health the other day, said it's not bad to be obese.
Oh, I come thought, on, what crazy.
Telling the people this, diabetes, heart attack, cancer, you know, one out of every three men are getting cancer now. How many people, and that's not even number one on the list, heart attack is.
That's right.
I mean, people, it's just frightening when you hear people talk like that. Yeah. But I would like to say about Mandela, he had no revenge, no hatred, and the greatest weapon that God has, stronger than the atomic bomb, is love.
I'm with
We've
you.
We've got to fill our hearts with love and compassion and kindness to people. Kindness. You know, try go out of your way. You know, Brian, one of the things I try and do, I meet 30 people a day, and that keeps my mind sharp. Different topics that I've got to learn to speak about.
Let me ask you something, Gary. It just came to my mind. So you see this young, brilliant golfer called Tiger Woods, who's the first African-American at his level of the game. What was it? You observed him. You were around him God knows how many times. What was it like for that young guy to come into the predominantly white world of golf?
Well, you know, I'm a big Tiger Woods fan.
Yeah.
And prior to Tiger Woods, I tried to develop black golfers in South Africa and sponsor them all around the world to play, but we could never get one to be a world champion. And along comes Tiger Woods, and there's never been a better golfer than Tiger Woods. I don't know who the greatest ever is, but there's certainly been nobody better than Tiger Woods. And he comes into a white man's world, so to speak. Because golf was very much a whitey sport.
Oh, yes.
Now,
yes.
It's not. It's not anymore.
No, it's not.
And Tiger's played a big role in that, you know, Anna. He's played a big, big role in developing and bringing the sport to all people. And now, you know, he was in demand to go all over the world, and he did. And he absolutely mesmerized people, and it's been the most wonderful thing to see this take place, because there's no room for segregation, no room for hatred, and we've got to live the life that we like to think all our children would like to live, and that's with love.
Well, I'm with you, and I've seen that, and I know that you're not just blowing smoke, because I've gotten to know some of your children, and they're lovely and balanced and very humane. We're going to come back in a minute and talk to Gary about what made him who he is. And his advice can help you become who you should be. Be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness, and we are here with
the Master Gary Player,
the number one player. And, you know,
yeah, what a name. I didn't even think of that.
I know, it's perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, God must have sent you to be the player.
And you know what I love? What I love about golf is that it is different than any other sport that you can play until you're 100 years old.
That's right.
It's different than all the other sports.
Didn't you help to create the Senior Masters?
Well, you know, we helped. We played a role in developing the Senior Tour, which has become prevalent and very popular in the world today. And the great thing about golf that you find, like today I went to play, I saw so many people over 80 years of age playing. So they weren't sitting on the veranda and rotting away.
Hey, do they let you on the greens less expensively if you get to be 80?
I wish you were my manager.
I know. They used to do that with skiing, but too many people like me are now skiing, so they stopped.
Yeah.
Gary, what would advice be for people to enjoy life like
have
you do?
Have a happy life, a successful life, a good family, mm-hmm. like you have, being a good man, remembering what it is to be a husband, remembering what it is to be a father, in spite of the fact that you have millions, and this is not an exaggeration, people, millions and millions and millions of miles. Nobody has more frequent flyers than Gary. Give advice to the young people, what would you say, and then people who find themselves as adults but confused, lost, and sick.
Well, first of all, my advice would be to not have more than two meals a day. I don't think you need two meals a day. That's what I'm finding, and it's only my opinion. I think when I come to Hippocrates and I see, I get cleansed. I have nothing but greens. I have cabbage. I have all the different, I have the sprouts. I have everything, the garlic, everything that I believe in, and I walk out of there. I've lost weight. I feel good. And if anybody's sick, which my advice is, let me put it this way. I've got to be careful the way I say it. It's only my opinion. If it was me and I got cancer, I would go straight to Hippocrates to cleanse me out with the colonic irrigations, the garlic and the right foods. And you have everything there. You have cold baths. You have saunas. You have every single thing, the best lectures. Brian, I listened to your wife lecture there. You're a very lucky man to have found her, I can tell you that.
I am, but when she's lecturing to me at night about how I should live, that's a different story. I knew your wife well, and she used to lecture to you, Gary.
I had right where she wanted me. But yeah, anyway,
I know. But you know,
if you can get a good marriage,
yes.
To tell your wife every day, which Vivian and I did, we love you. I love you. I love you. I like to touch you.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because there's very few. You're one of three people I've met that were married over 70 years. Mm. And I know the first day we got together in the gym, by the way, recently, you gave me the devastating room news. I didn't know your wife had passed. And I said to you something, and your response was touching to me, and I'll never forget that response. And God forbid Anna Maria dies before me, but I'll remember your words. Mm. You said, yes, I miss her. Yes, it's lonely in some ways, but I thank God that I had 72 years with somebody I loved, respected, who was my best friend. So talk about what makes a 72-year marriage romantic and sexy and kind and friendly and honest.
Well, I think, first of all, you've got to remember the vows that you take.
Yes.
And my advice to young guys, don't just go there and be like a parrot. Study your vows. And if you're not prepared to stick to them, don't get married, because it's like anything. You've got to work at it. Every day has got to be like your honeymoon, not just when you first get married and go on honeymoon.
Right.
You've got to tell each other every day how much you love each other, and you've got to have respect for your wife.
Yes.
That's the big word, respect, and take an interest in her. And don't be selfish in your ways. And, to have children and to bring them up properly with good manners. And, to just have respect for the country and have respect for education and learn to love people. There's so much that you have to work on.
Yeah.
Nothing is automatic. You have to work at everything to be successful.
Yeah, but this is work that's actually a natural work. It's not a difficult work. You just have to get into these patterns. Just like a good golfer always has a particular swing. I'm not a golfer, but when people talk about you quite often, they say that's player swing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's practice, but once you do it, it's effortless.
Absolutely. They're just God's laws, that's all.
Yes, I'm with you, brother.
They just got God's laws, and that's who you've got to abide by. And irrespective of your religion, if you can have a good faith, do unto others as you'd like to do unto yourself. And I never go to bed one night of my life, ever, without being on my knees, because a man is never so tall as when you're on your knees. And what do? I just say a little thing called thank you, have gratitude in your heart.
Well,
honestly, Hannah, when you think about it, you see miracles in front of you every single day, that people don't want to recognize miracles.
No. They take everything for granted, and they have anger rather than gratitude. Well, one of the things that, you know, you said that is so important, and there's so many people listening there with relationships, partnerships, marriages that are in trauma at this point and in turmoil. The children see that. And you had every opportunity in the world to drink and run around and be wild. You could easily be dead now, as many of your contemporaries are, because they were out of control. So even though you were away probably 300 days a year, is that so? You were always loyal to your wife.
I certainly was. And that, you know, the thing is this, you got to remember those two. Your wife is having your children. She's running your family. You're away working. She's carrying on all those tremendous responsibilities. It comes back to respect and appreciation. Yeah. It's so important. Yeah. And to have a happy marriage means so much. And, you know, you've got to make an effort. It's just not tough. You take the Egyptian geese. They get married and they never, ever separate.
That's right.
Find many animals are like that.
Yes.
Turtle doves. Yeah. Mm. The animals are smart enough to do it. People aren't.
It's Brian.
It's on.
It's terrible. Young people, they must be very careful of all these drugs. You know, when you start hearing people say, oh, you know, it's quite okay to smoke this weed. Let me tell you something. It is not okay. It is not okay. And you've got to, once you start drinking, alcohol is one of the greatest devastations of the planet.
I'm with you.
You got it.
I'm a prohibitionist. I'm from the 1920s.
You are?
Yes.
You've got to realize that smoking and drinking... Mm-hmm. And if you forget, your body is a holy temple.
Yes.
It's a holy temple, and you've got to try and treat it as that. Now, it's not easy to do it all the time, but my goodness me, when you're healthy, you feel wealthy. And I'm nearly 90 now, and the energy I have and the love I have for life and people and traveling and listening and being educated, it is such a thrill. Know that I'm healthy and I can enjoy it.
Let me share a little story about you. Why you recently came through Hippocrates is because you were being filmed down in South Africa. You were riding a horse on the beach and you fell off a horse. And rather than do what 90-year-olds do, die from a hip fracture, you hurt your arm a little bit that recovered pretty quickly when you did the right thing.
Well, exactly. And that's was so good at massaging my wrist and giving me that electrical treatment. But you see, you've got to cure Hippocrates for everybody. If I got cancer, the last thing I would do for me is go and have all this chemo and radiation.
Yeah.
The first place I would go to, lock, stock, and barrel, I'd go to Hippocrates for 2 months, and I'd tell you what, I've got a way better chance. Now, Vivian got pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
She'll get all this modern day stuff.
So
now,
good.
Sometimes the modern day stuff is good.
Yeah, well, it's necessary. But again, we just got off interviewing a cancer doctor from California. She said, look, it's lifestyle. In critical cases, you do the intervention.
Yeah.
But people don't have the knowledge that you have and others in your family have. So they go right to the big thing first rather than the thing that's going to permanently make them well.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. So, doctors have a vital role on this planet, and they do a marvelous job, but people have got to be sensible. You know, you are what you eat.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, Gary, you have really figured out lifestyle, because with all the traveling and everything, you tell me that you sleep about 9 hours?
Minimum.
Minimum.
Isn't that fantastic?
So you recover.
He looks like a kid. Yeah. I mean, really, he doesn't have wrinkles. He has full head of hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
I know.
No,
it's really amazing.
I mean, so do they have to come and wake you up for the early golf tournaments?
You know, if I travel on an airplane, I fall asleep the whole way.
Isn't that fantastic?
Wow.
Well, you got to give me some of your medicine. Yeah. I wish I could do that.
I know.
Jack Nicklaus said to be traveling with you is like traveling on my own.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. So you have 5 children. How many grandchildren
six,
now?
Six.
Six children.
Yeah, 4 daughters, 2 sons.
22 grandchildren.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And four great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
So I've got to win the tournament to break even the way they
That's for sure.
Well, Gary, I'm going to tell you, it's a pleasure for Anna and I and Lauren, who's here. Matter of fact, Lauren's dad brought you and all the greats, you know, Honor of Palmer, et cetera, to Connecticut many years ago, and brought Frank Sinatra in and Sammy Davis Jr., and they performed at the same time. And you're part of our culture. And I just love and respect you and honor you for speaking the truth, for living the truth, for being an example for everyone. Mm. And, you know, it used to be you were an example for young people when you were 40, but now you're an example for everyone near 90. God bless you, Gary Player.
Thank you very much. That's such a pleasure to speak to you both. And thank you for all the good that you're doing at Hippocrates.
Well, thanks so much. So all of you out there, I hope that you were infected by Gary's love, enthusiasm, common sense, perseverance. This is a real champion you listen to today. Till next week, you be that champion too. Be well.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.